Three, two. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. I've been meaning to do this, and I'm going to take a playoff. I've been Westbrook. I'm just excited. This is, you know how one of my pet peeves sometimes is Warriors will be down 3-1 in a series, and you'll say, Steiny, don't let them win game five. If they win game five, then they'll come back for game six at home, and they win game six and game seven. Anything can happen. I love that formula.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see what else. Logan Webb, he's 8-7, and he got some games coming. He could be a Cy Young.
Right. Or the Giants could win 12 of 15 of this next road trip. Remember that?
This is from a week ago,
okay?
This is from a week ago, and I gotta tell you, a week ago, I brought it up.
It was all good.
And I was like, this is dumb. This is not the way you do it. Like, remember I said, stop assuming you can sweep a series. Okay, this is about the Giants. This was a week ago. The very last paragraph in an Andy Baggerly story.
Okay, okay? Back. Yep.
They just beaten the Red Sox 2 out of 3, remember? Oh, yeah. The Giants are 10 games over 500 after taking two of three from the Red Sox. Now it's time to get greedy. Take advantage of this portion of the schedule and strive to be no worse than 15 games over or better after the July 4th weekend and make their boss look really, really smart for giving their lineup a huge boost in mid-June instead of late July. They're 1-6 since that paragraph was typed. I mean,
but you understand the ideology behind why that was typed.
No.
When you look at the Marlins and what they were before they came here swimming.
But here's what we'll do.
You scored three runs in three games, and then you lose last night. You kind of understand.
No, I don't. That's the point. You don't win three games. You don't win two or three against the Red Sox. Get Devers and then say, oh, I'll tell you what, chalk up 12 of the next 15. Like, who does that?
A team that is bringing in a player that you thought was going to give you Jimmy Butler type impact, even though the Warriors didn't say we're going to win such and such, you just thought that's what
now
was going to happen.
It's time to get greedy. Take advantage of this portion of the schedule and strive to be no worse than 15 games over.
It didn't age well.
Or better.
Yeah.
In order to get 15 games over, they would have needed to go 9-4 over
which
a 13-game stretch.
Which was feasible.
That just means you had to win every series.
Exactly.
But isn't that the goal, is to win every series?
Yeah, and if they
win... The word he used, Steiny, was strive.
Exactly. Why are we talking about a series, four series from now?
Because the teams you're playing stink.
The Diamondbacks stink? They're 500.
They were below 500 when he wrote that.
Yeah, but they're...
And they had just got swept up into that game.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, I look like an idiot. No, you're right. I look like an idiot.
No, we're asking you to understand.
I'm not understanding
why Bags wrote that.
You can't.
Feeling like the team was getting some momentum, man.
Do you know anything about baseball?
I do. I got one right now in my hand.
Okay, so what are they now? They're 10. They're
5-6 over.
Okay. Yeah.
It's going the other way.
They can strive to be 18 over by the end of July. What does it mean?
But...
it's a joke.
It takes on a whole different vibe now because they're playing bad baseball and they can't hit.
But this is the problem.
That's
because
the
they went 2-3 against the Red Sox. People are talking like they're going to go 10-4.
Well,
it's
90%,
like, why?
I can't speak for bad.
Come on, man.
90% of that was the Devers move.
He
thought it was going to infect every other hitter. And now he's human. It's so
But again,
insane.
It's like, do we
talk to him? You got to understand.
No, I'm not going
to
understand.
Fair thing to write, Steiny.
No, thank you, Evan. My man.
It's completely fair to write.
He didn't say expect them to be 15 over. Well, he said you're playing the worst two teams in the National and American League.
What was their record?
And you're trying to win some baseball games.
So they let me ask you this. So they trade for Devers, and I think they went 3-4. in the stretch where they won 2 of 3 against the Red Sox.
All right.
Right, they had the Guardians. They lost 3 to Guardians. They played somebody before the Guardians.
They lost a game to the Dodgers.
Okay, but that doesn't count because it was that Sunday he got traded. I'm not going to give you that.
They were 3-3 with Devers when they started the Marlins series.
So that's my point. That's my point. They were 3-3 with Devers, and now you're going to say, hey, here's what we got to do to get to 15 but over.
Because
out of here.
Bastani, the what future had you sports. Playing bottom feeders.
Okay.
The and who do you think White
who do you think you are? Mm.
You were 10 games above 500.
Okay.
And you just got a bat. I'm not saying that this couldn't have happened, but for you to sit up there and say that it's unfair of them to expect the Giants to play good baseball against bad teams is completely out of left field.
It's a joke to think you can project 4 or 5 series down the line with success in all 4 series when, by the way, we were already starting to figure out their starting pitching was starting to a little bit. And not only that, you know what? They would be 9-4, except, you know, Schmidt got hurt.
And it's 5 and now games Koss over. I said 6 is 5.
Do you see who's after this road stretch?
Oh, boy.
That's why it's a time to get greedy. Because you got the Phillies. Yeah. And then you got the Dodgers.
Okay.
And then you got all the best teams in the National League.
It's
ugly.
See, we're doing it
this
the other
is
way now.
But this is the problem. The problem is, after 6 games with Devers, y'all acted as though, I'd like to trade too.
I'm in the
line. But I would never assume, Cleveland. I mean, you got swept by the Guardians after Devers got here.
You didn't get swept, but the thing
is. 2 out of 3.
It's not an assumption. Yeah, That's not what he's writing.
Okay, well, you know what? Not the White Sox. Who's a terrible team? Let me tell you what. The Rockies are striving to get to 20 games under 500. It's like, you know, why do we need to look ahead like that? I don't understand.
And we'll just call Bags a rot, but he's a fan at heart because he loves the teams down. That's the part you miss out on. There is fun to that, though.
Is it fun now?
And I'm going to be honest.
Is it fun now when you're 1-6?
Let's do this.
And everybody says you stink?
I don't want to speak because you got bigger pockets, way bigger than mine. But Stani, it's life. 2 days before payday, you're like, yeah. You know, you're thinking
But you're not thinking about next payday. You're thinking about this one.
You get there, but come on. I'm with Evan. That was completely fair, and the players in Melvin didn't say it. You had to assume they were about to get fat
now
in the bakery.
Let me ask you this. What led... And I like the Devers trade. They got better.
Well, focus on that. Why did you like it?
What? Where do you get off this 500 team for the last 3 years? Now it's time to get greedy.
Because you were in the midst
They're
of a great season.
They're not good enough Stani, to talk
you were in the
like
midst
that.
Of a magical season, so you thought. And then you went and added something
magical.
Before you actually needed it.
Magical. We were in a magical season?
You liked the direction the train was headed.
Of course. Of course.
So you wanted to capitalize and then out of nowhere, because a relationship goes toxic and being down, you get Devers. I think it's completely fair to say, and even without Devers, you are making noise, we can get fat. Why? Oh, we don't play the Dodgers.
Have they won 9 of 13 since their start?
Yeah, when they won 7 in a row. But you're also playing 2 of the worst teams in baseball.
That is all it is, Stani.
Exactly.
You thought the baseball gods
it's too much to expect a team to win a series?
There are no baseball gods. You guys got snookered into thinking like this team was good enough that they could throw their uniforms out against
the
White Sox.
Giants now, so they do exist. The home run gate last night that's a double? We got to get into that. I don't care how many times that guy has done that. It's an embarrassment. But if your home fan does that, that should go for the visiting team. You should have to pay a price. That should have been a home run, not a double. Because now that guy
never got over the wall. It was a good call.
But it was
interference,
Stani.
They wouldn't have caught it. It's a good call.
That guy
even
should get a check.
Even Crook and Kipe, I think, said it was a good call.
Oh, hey, this is hard on them, too. It's hard on everybody, Bonte.
Yeah.
You're talking about
what makes it harder?
Laura.
Thinking you're going to win games just because you're playing a bad team. You know, it shows me they don't know how to win. How about that?
Buster for president. Been a little quiet on that. It's not his fault.
I gave him too many. I gave him too many.
Still got more faith in him than anybody else?
Oh, boy.
I do. I do. Because look at what's going on with the Warriors.
You can't assume.
Look at what's going on with the Warriors.
You can't assume.
Yeah.
Well, they're in the lab cooking, Donnie.
Who?
The Warriors.
Oh, my God.
And Buster, too, because they need some help. People going in on Ja Rule Lee.
Ja Rule Lee is probably getting me number one. So where are we? You know what? I was gone for
Big
four
smoothie.
Days. Where are we with Posey? We feel sorry for him now? I just tell me.
Oh, no. He still got a to-do list.
Oh, okay.
Devers was not enough. Okay.
So
we
he
thought
still,
it was.
So he still's got... Is the to-do list fairly extensive?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then why did you think they were going to beat win four series in a row?
I have a lot of work to do, why would you see the regression with the bats coming. Flores is looking like... Flores from last year, Scotty. I'm not blaming one somebody. It's everybody.
Okay. Has
Chappie's coming back? There
I looked. Like Flores is not get. Yes or no? Is Flores getting the at bats since Devers got here?
Well, now he's going in the field, and I think that's hurt taken from his legs. That's just me. Nobody asked.
Okay. You want to get back into Kuminga?
And then there was one more thing, real quick. Giant roulette. Oh, a victory lap for me.
Good.
Because you were gone.
Mm-hmm.
So was I. I said throw with somebody. They threw with somebody.
Oh.
Okay. Evan, we don't have a noise for the victory lap, but I have to take that. Alrighty. Your boy. That was a good day for me on social media.
As long as we're going to do that. I don't know where, Evan, you did the show on Friday?
Him and Grant.
Yeah, people didn't like it.
So what I'm going to say basically was already said.
Probably.
My rant from Thursday before I left. Okay. I'm going to tell you something.
Go ahead, buddy.
Having Hayden Birdsong. What was the guy's name? He was the third hitter. Who did he throw at?
Give it to me, Evan.
The fact that you don't even know
who
they threw at.
Because it doesn't matter. It was
but
5 days ago.
An indication of how stupid it was.
Wow.
Oh, not I am. Thank
so now you guys
you.
Are no, ganging
not,
up
not
on
okay.
me. Okay.
So Hayden Birdsong is the Giants' starting pitcher who's in uncharted territory.
Yeah, having a good season.
He's in uncharted waters. His whole second half of the season is going to be, he's going to be over an innings number that he's never been at before. All right? He's already showing some signs of fatigue.
Right.
Okay. So... And he's not pitching as well as he had a month ago.
He hit Lopez.
Okay. So here comes Miami Marlins. Hayden Birdsong gets the first two guys out.
Yeah.
And Bob Melvin or somebody has Birdsong. Let me say it again. Birdsong. Throw at a guy.
Yeah. Lopez.
That is as dumb as I've ever heard. Why would you ask Birdsong, one of your youngest pitchers who's struggling to go ahead and put a guy on base when he doesn't have to. It's like, it's Birdsong. He's got to get his act together.
So you're saying it backfired.
Oh my.
It was 3-0, then he got 5-5, and I thought the 5 was all that really fired him up.
You know what? And even if 5-5 fired up the team, what about Birdsong? Mm.
We'll find out today.
Why would you have Birdsong throw at a guy? Mm. Let a reliever throw at a guy. You know what? But let me ask you this. If Birdsong gets shellacked today, would anybody put hitting that guy to, would anybody fathom any connection there?
I wouldn't be mad if you did. But I have to believe what you said before you started this, Donnie, is he was starting to, just like the whole rotation to a sense, to a degree, is starting to tire because they've been so phenomenal and you kind of can expect it. But I got to believe he is more, what word am I looking for, mentally strong to throw at a batter. And then I think it was a compliment, almost like, okay, you can pitch with one runner on with two outs. You'll get us out of this. But it did backfire. But if he gets shelled today, I'm leaning more towards fatigue than that task that was asked of you is why you weren't the guy for us to have you go do that.
Birdsong, is he technically a rookie? I know he pitched some last year. My point is he's made what? 15 to 20 Major League Baseball starts?
Yeah. ERA and now, up to 4.13.
Okay, so Birdsong is essentially in his first, let's call him a rookie, and you have a decision to make, which we talked about the whole day that day, and it was split in half. You can't go ahead and do it, don't do it, do it, don't do it. Okay, they did it. But their rookie did it. He needs to get every out he can right now. And you just sacrificed him and his ERA and all that stuff and maybe his confidence to hit a guy for the Miami Marlins.
You don't think you're doing a little too much with, like, you're not giving Birdsong credit for being less fragile than that mentally?
He's a rookie.
Well, technically,
you're assuming that, he's a young player. He'll just be able to just hit a guy and shut up. It's like, okay, he did. He hit him. I don't have my read.
Carter will help you.
Hold on. Oh, no, and it's blocked by the light. Hold on. You're listening.
He got it.
To 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Right. That was special. You were like Denzel in the movie Flight. Yeah.
All right. I guess
you got it off your chest. I don't agree, but you got it off your chest. Dude, they are going the wrong way.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Sports, man. And I don't have the answers.
I'll tell you what. Hayden Birdsong better pitch well in the second half of the season.
Amazing. Second half.
Yeah.
That was one pitch, Donnie.
That's right. Dumb move. One of the dumbest moves I've ever seen. And I swear to God, I mean this. I let Ryan Walker hit a guy.
Well, he can't hit the side of the barn right now.
Not your number three guy who's already feeling it, who you're already worried about, and now you're like, hey, Hayden, go just put a guy on. Mm. I know you're not involved in any of this. In fact, we probably shouldn't even hit a guy. But go ahead, you do it. All right, I'll do it. 3-0. Oh, and then they came back in 5-5. It worked.
So you understand?
It did not work for Hayden Birdsong.
Didn't like who they picked to do it.
I didn't like the throwing either because I thought it was a meaningless act, except for the fact that you asked that guy to do it. Let's go to Vince in San Francisco. What's up, Vince? We can change it up. Hey, Vince. Vince! All right, Vince doesn't. We got Vince? We don't have Vince.
Yep.
Oh, Vince!
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we got
Vince. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Vince, how you doing?
I was going to say, you guys didn't take the call yet. So, Warriors, right? I know that people don't really like Ayton because of his, I guess, his attitude or whatever. But look, if there's a place that a big can go to resurrect their career, hasn't it been the Warriors? Look what they did with JaVale McGee and all the other guys, right? So I feel like Ayton, you got a guy who's averaged a double-double his whole career, playing for some loser teams. Although the Phoenix Suns, they did make it to the finals and lost. Still a loser. I think if you bring him to the Warriors, you bring in a center who could be an actual center, which then pushes everybody back to their natural positions. Dre don't have to play the five. You don't have to bang with all these seven-footers no more because Ayton can do it. He could go back to playing a four. Jimmy doesn't have to size up. He can continue playing small forward like he has the rest of his career. So then that leaves you with who's going to play the two, right? Mm-hmm. Ben Pods. I still think Pods is better coming off the bench, and JK is still an issue. Well, Josh Giddey is also a restricted free agent with similar numbers, but I think Josh Giddey fits the Warrior system better than JK. So my proposal or idea is if you can sign and trade J.K. to Chicago for Giddey, I think that would work. J.K. gets a place that he gets to play and grow, you know, because the Bulls don't really have expectations. But the Warriors get a player who, when he played with OKC, he was a problem. He still is a problem with Chicago. I think he could come in and fit the system better. Paz goes back to the bench to play that reserve point guard role, so that way when Steph sits, you still get productive minutes. I think that's the best case scenario right now for the team, because there really isn't anybody out there, like you said, Siding. Unless somehow they can swing crazy big. I don't know what it would take, but sign and trade JK to Miami for Bam Bam and then go from there.
Oh,
but
man, I wish.
Yeah, let's... your bench and picks, and now you're back up into the luxury tax and all that. So,
yeah, appreciate it, Vince. I like Giddy, but let's stay away from Giddy for a minute. Okay, DeAndre Ayton. Here's, you know, my biggest concern with DeAndre Ayton.
Tell me.
And it's like, okay, can somebody prove to me right now or promise to me right now that Kerr will play him?
Oh, my gosh. That would be negligence if you didn't.
The point is you can't promise me that, I don't think.
But then you shouldn't go get him then.
Correct. I think you're absolutely
right.
But
I got a problem fundamentally, Stoudy, that a coach would look at Ayton, who was the center of a team that went to the finals. I'm not saying he was Kareem.
He was waived. So he's not Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
There's other reasons he was there. Again, he's
Why?
At fault. Because he was an ass.
Okay.
Being late.
He's not very good, Goo.
He's better than what you got at the center position.
Sure. But
14-10? 57% from the field. I can see Draymond throwing them alley-oops right now, like JaVale McGee set some screens and quit being an ass. And he's have to have been humbled. Don't you? Like, seriously.
You mean?
I'll never change on thinking people can change. JaVale McGee was a joke when he got here, and he's way more talented than, like, Steiny, 14-10. And not even scratching the surface of what you can do. The Warriors are not asking him to be Shaq by no stretch. But I watched Portland play on a good day. The dude, I'm like, oh, my God, he's not a stiff. He's an ass. And you think he had been humbled. You would think.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm desperate.
I used to do this a long time ago. I don't do it anymore. It makes me sound unenthusiastic, however, and I'll acknowledge it's not that. Go ahead. Go get Ayton. Sure, go get Ayton. He's not going to change your fortunes.
Mm.
He was waived. A team actually said to a professional athlete, we'd rather have you out of here than not. All right. Yeah, I think I would rather have Horford. Because... Because I get the sense like Ayton still thinks he's a centerpiece of something. But
I just
where are you on Ayton, Evan?
Oh, he gave it to me.
He just came.
No, he's listening.
Oh, he is? You like Ayton?
No.
I clicked on Evan DeAndre Ayton's best plays from 24-25 season. It didn't load.
Was he on the bench?
No, it didn't load. There was nothing there.
Here's the other thing.
But come on, guys.
Why doesn't he play? He's missed half of the last two seasons.
Yeah.
Hey, but he'll be healthy here.
But the year that Phoenix went and lost to Milwaukee and were up 2-0.
That's 5 years ago? We love guys from 5 years ago. We do. All right, let's get back on track. 888-957-9570 is the number. Couple questions for Warrior fans. Kevon Looney is now a member of the New Orleans Pelicans. And from a basketball standpoint, do you think the Warriors took a hit or a marginal hit? Mm. Just for the basketball and what he represented for the Warriors. Secondly, where are we with Jonathan Kuminga? As long as the Warriors don't figure out the Kuminga situation, they're likely going to be in limbo. So... what do we do with Jonathan Kuminga? How does this thing get settled, Goo? What does your best guess tell you?
I want him back because I'm under the impression that what you can get will not be greater than what I believe his upside is. I understand I'll catch hell for that. I understand. No, like, I got to believe Steve Kerr has been told, hey, look, and not in a bad way, time's up, man. This guy's going to be here longer than you, and you got to do something different. We got to do something different to get him acclimated. So, Steiny, I'm not just throwing a talent that I believe is there that has not surfaced away. Who do you have on this team if Kuminga were to go for you to get excited for, carry a brunt of the weight for the OGs just this next season coming up? Chewy! Yeah, I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for all of them.
How was yesterday, Chase?
It was great. And ask Evan.
Evan? Who had the best personality? Tui? So he's got an Australian accent?
It's kind
accent.
Of a tie. I'll do it to you.
I kind of liked Armstrong. He was like, all these guys are confident, but how their confidence like is emoted is
who did
really
I ask about his handle? And he goes, Evans, break the hand.
That was Taron Armstrong. Yeah. He said something about how he can initiate offense and bring the ball up. And I was like, all right, what happens when a guy picks you up 90 feet? And he's like, I don't care.
Dude, it was like, almost you answering it. I assumed you had a handle.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. How you feel about free agency? Are you guys like Big Smoothie? Just relax. Rome wasn't built in a day. Are you starting to panic a little bit?
71 moves made, not one by the Warriors.
What's coming up on the game, hopefully, is a move by the Warriors. But it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Steiny.
Thanks, Kevon. Great run. Great run. Great guy.
Have we replaced him?
Not yet. You know, I was looking back at the Mike Dunleavy quote about Kuminga, and he said, we think we're in a great place with Kuminga. We'd like to get something done sooner rather than later. He said, but sometimes with restricted free agency, things drag out.
Trades are hard.
Hey.
And by the way,
Valkyries shattered their win total.
But they are balling.
Yeah.
They are hooping.
Welcome to the era of professional sports.
And whoever their star is, Caitlin Clark,
it's not.
They shut them down. They take their water. Like, damn.
The one player, who will not be taking the Valkyries into the next era is Julie Van Loo.
I thought she was on the mend. No, she was over playing for a country.
Yeah.
And
they won. They won the
let's go.
It's called the Eurobasket.
So now she'll come back excited.
Yeah, and she got waived. She got off the plane and found out she was waived. It's a tough business.
Off the plane?
Right off the plane. She actually skipped the festivities.
Oh, that hurt. Seriously, Steiny, I'm not as cold as you. That hurts. They couldn't have got it to her a little sooner?
I don't know.
Yeah. If I could share with you, like I did, Evan, real quick here, just about how people, Warrior Dub Nation, does not want Ayton. My guy, Squirt, don't have him anywhere remotely close to here. What do we got at the center position?
You have.
Right now. I'll help you out. Close your eyes.
What?
What do you see?
Help me.
Nothing.
Okay. So this is why this is.
Evan can't even write that one.
So, okay. So now you're saying, this is what I mean. Oh, but for 2 years, TJD, Sonny Quinton Post, A+.
I'm not out on it. Maybe
we don't say we have nothing.
Right, you know what?
Just said we have nothing at the center spot.
I'll give you that. Chat out Wimbledon. I'll give that point to you. Sonny, I'm not dumb, but Kerr pulled this, he shot him down. He had TJD just a bump on a pickle. After we saw some stuff. Again, I'm not selling. You think it's about the stars with me. I saw stuff we all did with TJD. He was starting. And then all of a sudden, Kerr, I guess I'm not, felt like, you know what? Just sit here with me for a little bit. Like, I don't understand that. So you do have TJD. I am wrong. They do have an option at center.
I want to push back on
Everything I say.
No, just the one thing you tend to do. Okay, you're right. You start TJD. He was starting. Okay, you're right. He was. So has Moody. Moody has started. Post has started. Trace Jackson Davis has started. Pods has started. Heald has started. Doesn't matter. Doesn't make if you. They're still the players they are.
Yeah.
I like this, though, from the 408. Horford's more likely to buy into the Curry system than Ayton.
Because he's a professional. And I read some stuff on Ayton Stoney, seriously.
Oh.
Kicking chairs, getting pulled out the game.
Because he cares.
Cussing out the trainers, missing the all the stuff, flights. Like if
were you holding on to that info?
No. It was. I read it this morning.
Still want him.
But I think that was operation, how do I get out of port?
Sure. Sure. And he'll get into this culture. And right as it's ready to flip him.
Well, Dre and Steph aren't going for that. Like, Dre will get with him.
Oh, my God.
We talked about it yesterday a little bit, Stoney, and I'm not trying to run Dre out of town. But he's a lifer. He's a lifer. Yep. Steph wants him a lifer, and that's it. But the bottom line is, if that was not there, you would flip Dre and Kuminga would take his spot. If there were no legacy involved and it was just cutthroat and Pat and the greatest guys to ever do it, Jerry West was running this, Dre would be Jetson and the young Thundercat like Kuminga would get his shot. That doesn't sound crazy to you, right? Hello?
Stoney, come on. It is what it is. But you've already.
And Andre, I love you.
You've made your strategy clear. And that's what I guess. That's the part, I guess,
strategy.
Where I want to push back. You can't. Why is everybody surprised that they're treading water right now in free agency? That's what I don't understand. You went and got Butler. You locked him in, and Curry's locked in, and Draymond's locked in.
But Lakers, and he's real quick, Stoney, he's shown us he'll go over the ape, he'll pay that.
Not even, yeah. That's when you're a title contender.
And wow.
By the way, let me take a call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Little J. Little J's in the East Bay. What's up, Little J? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, first of all, I want to say thank you to you guys. Listen to you guys. Work, and you guys are awesome.
Thank you, Little Jay.
Yeah, I just feel the Warriors, they need a big man, and for them to keep up with all these OKC and Houston Rockets and other teams, they're going to need a true center, someone that could protect the rim and, you know, like somebody that could be a good defender. I don't think Quentin Post is good enough.
Yeah, thanks a little, Jay. Yeah, no, we
didn't mention, he didn't mention TJD. He put it all on Post. So it's TJD's, you know, responsibility right now. But damn, Stoney, you kind of took my thunder, man. And I mean it. I thought free agency represented maybe a player to where Laker would go into tax in the red, thinking that guy would send them or get them closer to number five as possible.
I'm
and those dudes are getting snatched up left and right, and they may be all gone.
I'm blown away because like there've been names that have popped up forever with this team. And how about this one? This was a name that's, let's get this guy. Jonas Valanciunas. He was just traded for Dario Saric.
Right, man.
Okay?
Yeah. I ain't mad.
I
respect
this.
Listen,
I don't. Why wouldn't the Warriors be interested in Valanciunas?
Maybe they think TJD is better and cheaper.
What's this from the 510? And now we got an issue.
Okay.
Wow, Matt. Sad but true. Goo took a shot at you yesterday. Probably not a big deal. It was just Goo being Goo.
Hey,
I'm glad you guys are back together. Would you say?
Call it like you see it.
And Shannon, I will. So Ritter came in and saw Evan was in for you and wanted this to go viral. He said, young, talking to Evan, you're an upgrade. So he wanted me to say that on air, and I said that on air, but it wasn't my, I wasn't KFC.
So you're
Ritter,
lemming?
Huh?
You're a lemming?
No, he told me to say it, and we were, so I said it.
He did say it had to make the air.
Yeah. It didn't get a lot of traction, but don't look at me like I said it, and I ain't scared to tell you if I took a shot at you. Ritter did.
It's because you go after Ritter every single time we go to Chase Center.
Yeah.
Who does?
You.
Please.
I hate snitches. Who was that? Trying to steer
Demetrius on the text.
Damn, Demetrius.
I'm listening on the Odyssey app, so I'm a little behind, but please, somebody beg Guru to lose this Thundercat thing.
It's because we don't have any. I get it.
We got
Thundercats.
I got to do this.
Thundercats. I like it.
What if I tell you there is a guy out there the Warriors could get, and he's...
I would be excited.
Damian Lillard.
He's not a Thundercat.
And you can't be injured. Like, I love Dame. He's going to miss 95% of next year.
Oh. Okay, yeah, let's put him on. Let's put Demetrius on.
Oh.
Demetrius, I believe, is your father's UPS driver. If I'm not
hey,
mistaken.
Hey, D. My man.
Hey, buddy.
Man, D, you come up to me out.
Hey, first off, I got to say, I had a great weekend. I spent the weekend with Willard and Dibbs golfing. I won the contest for Cash Creek, so I had a great time.
Hey, real quick, how was their game?
Hey, I'm just going to tell you this. Me and my brother were hacking all over the fairway because we hadn't golfed in a while.
Right.
And Dibbs was so patient. He shot darn it an 80. He was on it.
Oh,
I'm just
boy.
Telling you,
we'll hear about that today. Okay. Wow. How about Willard?
Hey, and I'm backing him up 100%. I know how to golf, and I've golfed for years, but our games weren't on it, but Dibbs was on fire.
How about Willard?
Hey, so let me just paraphrase. First off, you know I deliver to Norm every day.
All right.
Yeah, so shout out to Norm and Daisy. You know I love you, Goo.
Right on.
But it just was odd because, and I'll tell you what happened, Matt. They had just interviewed Will Richard, draft pick, and he had been talking about how he grew up idolizing and worshiping, you know, and loving Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And so when they got done with the interview, Goo being Goo turned to Evan and said, dang, Evan, can you imagine if you grew up or you worship somebody, you love somebody, and then all of a sudden now you're playing basketball or working with them, and they just idolize them, and you just thought the world. And he said, man, I wouldn't even know what that was like. And I'm thinking, well, you're there every day with the Mount Rushmore, Matt, and you wouldn't even know what it was like. Like, wow, how quickly the mighty have fallen.
Oh, see, so he took it out of
I'm sure it was probably a Freudian slip, but he just looked at him and said, could you imagine if I played ball or you worked with somebody and you had really worshipped or idolized? And I was thinking, well, you do that every day, bro. So.
But Demetrius, we love Steiny. He's not Steph Curry. He's D3 player.
No, but this is the radio equivalent. I am Curry radio.
Evan, I'll let you take. Now, Steiny, I love you. You are really Larry David, but he's got you in a somewhere higher than I'd.
If you're Curry, Drake's got real abs.
If you're Curry.
You seen the photo going around? He had the surgery for fake abs and. Okay. He took a selfie, Drake did.
Sure.
And it looks like Batman. It looks so plastic, Stoney, his abs.
Uh-huh.
He's
jacked?
He's a joke. No, they're fake. And he tried to sell it like it was real. He's taking a L. I'm done with him until he comes with a double album. But my point is, that's how bad it is. Demetrius, I'm hurt. And I think you feel better because I didn't take a shot at you.
No, I...
Play D3.
I know what goes on here when I'm gone.
I hear you, and it hurts me.
Where's he at right now? Because now they are up there.
Listen, here's some good news. Mark Spears, Kuminga, what's going on? Anscape.
There seems to be optimism in the Warriors camp that he will re-sign. He will be a restricted free agent. This market's not great for him. as one NBA GM told me, is like, what has he proven to be worth what his agent wants, which is $25+ million? Mm. Who has that money for him? Why does he deserve that? But then on the flip side, if he returns to the Warriors, like, what's his role?
And can he reach his full potential then?
Yeah, and so if I'm Jonathan, I'm in a really weird spot right now. The money's not here this summer. Maybe it's next summer. But either way, there's a lot of question marks.
Either way, there's a lot of question marks.
But is the head coach optimistic, Spears, that Kuminga would be coming back?
I think it's up to, well,
That's the right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Does Kerr want to be, like, he wouldn't tell it, say it into a mic. Is he tired of the headache?
I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Who would be optimistic about J.K. returning? The owner, who was at the Valkyrie game a day after they got eliminated with Kuminga. What was that about?
That was the equivalent of Joe Lacob golfing with Klay Thompson. Mm. It's his way of saying night-night. Perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps.
Another center off the board, gentlemen. Jakob Poeltl has agreed to a 4-year, $104 million contract extension with the Toronto Raptors.
This is why the 24-hour fitness are full of kids with their moms opening up their checkbook, paying trainers. This chicken that they're just in sports in general, it's that. Why would you try to be anything else?
Well, because most people don't grow to 7 feet.
Yeah, Soto got $750 million.
750, and we want to know what's wrong with the world and why there's homeless people when we could spend some of that money getting everybody back on their feet. But let me digress.
Well, go ahead.
No,
you're going to digress.
I did that
go
about
ahead.
A month ago, I barely made it, but. Yeah, I'll leave that there, Stoney. Wow.
Let's go to Suge in Fremont. Hey, Suge, how you doing?
Hi there. How are you guys doing? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I missed
time.
You.
Yeah, welcome Suge, back. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I realized one thing, and maybe all Warriors fans also should think about it. I know we're excited about getting Horford here, but I don't think Horford would come here over the Knicks. I mean, the East is wide open. He's better off going to the Knicks as a backup center. And, you know, why would he come here and play with three guys who are just slightly younger than him? It's not worth it for him. He probably sees it too. I think we should all just enjoy the games that we win and ride it out. Really, that's all we can do. Maybe we'll get someone, enjoy the games that we would do well, and just have fun. And, you know, once this Curry era is over, then you start the rebuilding. Otherwise, there's just nothing. I mean, Curry, as much as I like Stephen Curry, I think he likes to have Draymond on the team because he passes the ball to him. I mean, there is a good shot chance always if Curry gets the ball that we'll get points. But even otherwise, you know, Curry can build his little legacy. Draymond can be the little sidekick. And Jimmy, I don't know what he's doing. He's just getting his money. That's all. It's kind of a sad situation in that sense, I feel. But it's how it is. And I think we should just enjoy the games. That's all.
Thank you, Suge. Appreciate it.
Well, that's my girl, Stoney. Okay, just enjoy them, Suge, unless we're trying to vie for a chip.
Well, they are. And this is where it got you. Seriously. This is where it's gotten you. Thinking you were a title team for the last 3 years, this is where it's gotten you. It's gotten you in a position where your payroll's not very good. You've got three old guys occupying too much of your cap. You don't have a lot of young talent on the team. One of the players on the team that represents young talent, the coach isn't crazy about, nor has he even come close to reaching his potential.
Oh, my God.
You just lost Looney, your heart and soul.
You sound like the doctor coming in the room saying, hey, get your affairs in order.
I guess.
Dude, seriously, that's what you just sounded like.
I guess what I don't understand is maybe people didn't understand.
Well, hold on.
3 years ago,
back.
What they were hold doing.
On. You got Steph and Jimmy Butler and Dre
well,
still.
Well, then shut up.
No, I'm almost
shut
there.
Up.
I'm
shut
all,
up. Dude.
I'm almost like, bring Kuminga back. Let's run it back.
Okay. Then
Right. It's not there. Get your affairs in order. What you just said. Well, like, it's bleak some stuff. But you got Steph, Jimmy, and we saw what happened when he came into town. Run this bad boy back if that's what it is. And we'll
sound
go from there.
You sound very excited about that.
No, and Evan brought up a good point yesterday while you're out. When it comes down to the others, this was their first time in the postseason. I know it was Moody's second time a little bit, but you know what I mean. Like, maybe they'll be better this next go round, and I'm assuming they make it. But I'm looking at
maybe
these other teams.
Maybe they won't make the playoffs next year.
Houston, San Antonio, Denver, the Pelicans now, Minnesota, OKC, San Antonio, the Lakers. Like, I feel better OKC. Like, oh my gosh. I think Sac and the Warriors right now, it's not over. I'm concerned. And way more about Sac, but who cares? We're talking about the Warriors, Donnie. I'm just, man. And why would Horford pick here over?
Exactly.
I didn't like that. That was a good point. But like I saw about winning, and it is with him.
I saw four teams for Horford, and the Warriors were the worst team on the list. They just were. It was the Knicks, the Lakers.
Stop.
I don't even know if it might have been Houston. So I... Do you... come on, Steiny. Pierce Evans, YouTube chat. Come on, you know that's not true. The Warriors will be able to sign whomever in 2 years. Yeah, I get it. No.
You're not looking that far.
I don't know. I guess I said they're stuck.
We're talking about here in the next hour.
No, you're right.
I mean,
they can get off these guys in 2 years, so I guess they're not stuck. It's just going to take 2 years. Mm. Oh, the Cavs in Denver, Horford's looking at. I do think there's something to, and not that anybody does this, but nobody's doing the Warriors any favors. They're just not.
All right, so let's be real and put another rat on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Stani, if this were to continue, how would we analyze Mike D's handling a free agency? I thought Kuminga was going to net you
Why?
A whale or something of his caliber, because I think highly. I'm just asking, and maybe that still has yet to be done.
What, like, what do you mean well? Like, a big move? Like, you thought Kuminga was going to be able to net you like a haul,
yeah,
right?
Right. Oh, somebody that could come in and fit right in.
And here's the thing. You can't give Mike Dunleavy a D if you've been praising him up to this point.
This is another part of the test.
He can't create something out of nothing. And unfortunately, they've got one guy to deal with this offseason to try to get better, and it's Kuminga. My question is this. If Jonathan Kuminga walked for nothing right now, just left the building, are the Warriors worse?
Yes, yes. In every facet.
Not rebounding. They're not the worst rebounding team.
Come on, Stani, but yeah, that's the worst thing that could happen.
Okay, so you think he was
And that won't happen. They're not good. Joe Lacob's not letting that happen. Oh. I'm going above Dunleavy that he will not let that happen.
Evan, do you have a list real quick of free agents still available? Still available.
Boy.
Yeah,
I can pull one
my
up.
My bad. Like, I'm thinking I'd let Kuminga walk in a heartbeat if you could sign –
This is
a
like Chipotle before it closes. Everything you want is damn near gone. We don't have it. Boy, that's Steiny. I can't wait to hear. We'll get on
Andrew's,
the other side.
Andrew's saying, Steiny, the Bucks created something from nothing by getting Miles Turner.
Who saw that, though?
Damian Lillard. You want to wave Curry? You can go get Miles Turner. Just wave Steph.
Duncan Robinson's available.
You know what? You've heard it here first. The
You're
Warriors.
Going Chris Paul? Remember you did that and it came to fruition.
Duncan Robinson will be a Warrior.
Well, you did that with Chris Paul, basically.
I'm calling it right now. They need shooting, and I know people are going to snicker. They need shooting.
But how much would that cost? How was that going to happen?
It's called a sign and trade with the Heat. I think he actually opted out, so he's not.
No.
He's not even under contract.
Get Wiggins back here. You're laughing. I've talked to some people. I got sources. So they said Wiggins don't want to come back here. I don't believe that.
Okay. Well, then your sources stink.
Would you want to come back if you were Wiggins?
I don't know.
After dealing with what you just did in South Beach? Like, yuck.
What did he do in South Beach?
There was nothing. Miami's a mess.
Wait, so what's the question about Wiggins?
Would he want to come back here?
I wouldn't, but that's me.
So it was so bad for you here? Or we had your back while you went on your sabbatical? Some got nosy. It's natural. Was it all that bad here?
Are you a title contender with Wiggins?
I believe so. He helped you climb that. Like, I would, man, I get Ayton. But Wiggins coming back? What am I missing? Some would say a brain.
So desperate. That's the reason the Warriors can't get anything done. They're so desperate. The league knows it, and they're just letting them marinate.
Somebody say good looking real cut. Keep it up. Jay.
Oh, Drake.
These new cameras.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Is there a Warrior fan out there that understands the place they're in? And
wow,
we kind of saw it.
Yeah,
we.
There's a saying,
which is what,
you're up a creek. I can't say the other.
They were up. They were up a creek 6 weeks ago.
No, before they were up a creek before they pulled off the Butler trade.
Okay.
Then they were in the what do you call it when you go on a cruise?
I'm not sure.
The cruise ship. Yeah, the cruise ship.
A yacht.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm going to get into some of this. Maybe not. No, we are going to... We're going to talk a little bit about free agency, where the Warriors are with Kuminga. Is there what's also going on with Gary Payton II? We want him back, Goo.
888 hadn't talked about
957-9570. Hey, are you planning a road trip? Tahoe, Napa, maybe down the coast? Make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and even be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons.
We need Thundercats.